This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The housing market in this country is coming back slowly, but hopefully surely it's coming back. But commentator Robert Reich says it's not going to be the same housing market we knew 5 or 6 years ago.
The Fed's bond and mortgage purchases have kept long-term interest rates low, but they haven't done what the Fed intended, which was to help would-be homebuyers get affordable mortgages. Instead, they fueled a new round of speculation by investors and real estate developers, and that's meant a new generation of Americans has become renters rather than owners. Yes, home sales and prices have been rising, which in turn has created lots of construction jobs and made some homeowners feel a bit wealthier. All good for the economy, at least for now. But the housing market hasn't turned around because banks are issuing lots of new mortgages. Lending standards are still tight, and banks are reluctant to make loans, especially to younger people who'd otherwise be fueling the market for new homes. Unemployment remains high among millennials, more than 8% even for recent college graduates. And their student debts keep mounting. As a result, the number of first-time home buyers is still shrinking, and young buyers now make up their smallest share of the housing market in more than a decade. The rise in home prices and construction is being fueled instead by big investors who have no intention of living in the homes they buy or build. They're getting a high return on investment by borrowing at rock-bottom rates and then turning the properties into rental units, which young individuals and families are moving into in record numbers. Last month, a Pew Research survey found that the share of millennials who own their homes has fallen from 40% to 34% since the start of the recession, with a similar decline in residential debt. Overall, the percent of Americans owning their homes continues to drop, while the percent renting is growing. The housing market may be bouncing back, but not home ownership. And that's a big change for a society once based on the ideal of owning your own place.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His most recent book is called Beyond Outrage: The Next Economy and America's Future.